We'll do now the 53rd Maimer in Maimorim Mulukotim, Maimor Luket in Chelek Gimel. This is the Maimer that the Rebbe said in Shabbos Parshas Ba'aloyscha, the Maimer Ba'aloyscha Saneris. And it says in the star over here that this was published in the Kuntres, the booklet for Tezvov Sivan, in the year Tinosei, Tavshinun Aleph in Tinosei, in connection to the 15th of Sivan, which was the beginning of the imprisonment of the previous Rebbe in the year Tafresh Peizayin. And the Rebbe further says in the that this is published on the third day and Gimel of the Parshas Ba'aloyscha, Tezvav Sivan, the year Tinosei. In the note over here on Tafresh Peizayin, it says, if you look later on, and at the end of page Shinayin Aleph, and in the Ha'orah 40, that after the redemption of the 12th of Tammuz, it was revealed that the imprisonment was actually a sowing. It's unique. It wasn't a bad day, the incarceration, but that was the Zriya. So that through this, there would be a tremendous growth and a tremendous addition in the spreading out of the wellsprings. So therefore, that's very significant, the day of Tezvav Sivan, as a day in which the Zriya for the increased and additional Fotzeh HaMayonis started off with Tezvav Sivan. Okay, so we'll do the Maimer inside now. So the Maimer, again, Shabbos Parshas Ba'aloyscha, Chof Aleph Sivan, Hei Tovshin Chof Tes. So the Maimer begins with Ba'aloyscha Es Haneris, when you bring up the Neiris, the lamps. Ba'aloyscha Es Haneris, the Eibishter is saying to Aaron, that when Aaron brings up the Neiris, so we find in Likutei Torah, the Neiris Heim HaNeshamas, that what does it mean when you raise up the lamps, that is raising up the souls? A soul is a lamp, and raising the lamps means raising the souls. Where is the connection between the lamps and the souls? Kamesha Kosuv, as the Pasuk says, Neir Havaya Nishmas Odom. What is the lamp of Hashem? That's the soul of man. So the soul of man is a lamp of Hashem, and those lamps are being raised. Ba'aloyscha Aaron raises those lamps. Why is there specifically seven branches to the menorah, if we're talking about the neshamas? Because in generally there are seven categories to the neshama. V'zayin haneiris da hamenorah, and the seven lamps of the candelabra of the menorah. Those are seven categories of Jewish people in the service of Hashem. Seven branches means there are seven neiris, because generally the neshamas of the Yidden can be divided up into seven categories. The seven categories of the Bnei Yisrael are the seven different lamps. Yesh oived ma'ava, one serves Hashem, there is one that serves Hashem out of love, which is mashuch kamayim, it's drawn like water, which is like the level of chesed. That's the one midah of the seven midahs, chesed, gevura, tiferet. So one category is chesed, it's mashuch kamayim, it's pulled like water, water is chesed. V'yesh me'ava, then there is another one that is of love, kirishpei esh, but that's like a fiery love, which is the level of gevura, v'chulu, etc. You have chesed, gevura, plus the other, the seven different categories in the service of Hashem. And they are all raised, b'haloscho es ha-neiris, you raise these neiris, these neshamas. So he, the Rebbe Maharash, in the Maimer Vaidaber Alischa Neirish Nemar Lifnei Meyoshono, was said 100 years ago, and we're talking about the year that the Maimer was said was in Tovshin Choftes, and the Maimer is in Tovresh Choftes that the Rebbe Maharash said that was 100 years from Tavshin Choftes. So he says in the Maimer over there, the Zeh Shahan Nishomis Nikroim Neiris Hu, the fact, why are the souls called lamps? Maimer Azal, this is like the saying of our sages of blessed memory, and this is in Dvorim Rabbah. So over there they say that Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the person, to Adam, Neiri biyodcha, my lamp is in your hand, in other words, under your control. V'neircha, but your lamp is biyodi, under my control. What does it mean, my lamp? What is the Neiri of Hashem, which the Yid is in the hand of the Yid? Neiri biyodcha zu ha-toyrim. That's the Torah, is the lamp that the Yidin have, the Ksiv. Because also Torah is called a lamp. It says, Kineir mitzvah v'Torah oir. The mitzvah is the lamp and the Torah is the light. So the generally Torah is a lamp. So that Torah is in the hands of Adam, in the hand of the person. But the neircha, your lamp, which is biyadi, zuha nefesh. That's the soul, that's up to Hashem to give you life. Diksiv neir havaya nishmas odom. That the neshama of man is a lamp of Hashem, and therefore that is neiri. And my neir, I mean that's neircho, that's your lamp that the Eibishter gave, the nishmas odom is the neir havaya, that's that's nercho. So the neshama of a yid is up to Hashem to guard and to keep, to give it alive. And the Eibishter says like this: Im says the medrash, Im shamarta es neiri. If you guard my lamp, which is my Torah, ani meshamar es nercho, then I will guard your lamp. I'll guard your neshama. Im kovisa es neiri. But if you extinguish my lamp, ani mechabes nercho, then I will extinguish your lamp, your neshama. So we need to understand, why does the Rebbe Maharash, when he wants to bring an explanation, explains why the neshamas are called neiris, he brings down the saying of the rabbis of blessed memory of the Medrash Rabbah we quoted. But the fact that neshamas are called neiris, harizesh neshamas nikroim neiris, the fact that neshamas are referred to as lamps, humefurish bekosu bekro, that's very explicit, clearly stated in the verse, neir havaya nishmas adam, that the lamp of Hashem is soul of man, that a soul is called a lamp. So why does he bring in the Maimer as Divrei HaMedrash, the words of the Medrash, Neiri biyodcha v'nercha biyodi, that your lamp is in my hand and my lamp is in your hand? That doesn't seem to, just to prove his point that he's trying to say that neshamas are called neiris, that says in the Pasuk, Neir havaya nishmas adam. So why does he bring down the Medrash? Gam tzarich lahavin. Also, we need to understand the bepasik nemar. The pasik says ner havaye. Here we're saying that the nercha, that it's actually your lamp that gives life to the yid. Eivishter calls the neshama nercha, but in the pasik it says ner havaye, which means that the lamp of the neshama is Hashem's ner. Ner havaye nishmasodim. Shah neshama. He ner havaye. The neshama is a lamp of Hashem, not your lamp. Ubemedrash hanal oimer. But in the medrash of the above quoted, he says shah neshama he ner cho. The Adam, the neshama is your lamp, the person's lamp. The Eivishter says, "I'll keep your lamp." They call it the lamp of the person and not the lamp, as the pasuk says, "Neir Havaya Dishmasod." BeHaTorah he neir Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But in the medrash, it's the Torah that is neir Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but not the neshama. But in the pasuk, it says Neir Havai Nishma Sodom, and that Nishma Sodom is also the Neir of Hashem, not Neir Cho. So that's the questions that the Rebbe is asking on the Maimer that the Rebbe Maharash said. So the Rebbe says in those days, V'yesh Luhag Levayr, we can explain that V'yesh Levayr Zeh, Bahagdim HaMevur Bekama Mekoymes, by introducing that which is explained in many places. The inyan ba'aloischo es haneris, what is the concept, the idea? You are the one that are bringing up the menorah. Hu she'arin me'oirer es haneshomes. That is that Arin, he arouses, he encourages, he wakes up the souls. She'yia bohem horotzin la'alis l'maylo. They should have the desire, the wish, the want to go up above. Ba'at to the extent lekolel ba'atzmus Ein Sof, to be included in the essence of Ein Sof. How do the neshamas get the desire to want to go up all the ways to the Ein Sof, till the atzmus of Ein Sof? They get it through Ba'aloischa es haneiris. Why do the neshamas really need Arin to encourage them to want to go up? But isn't that a natural phenomenon by the neshama? Vagam derotzin zeh, although this desire, huteva da neshama, that's the nature of the soul. Kamevur, Betanya has explained in Tanya, da'atam sheh neshamis nekroim shem neiris, what is the reason why our souls called lamps, who? Just as a lamp, its nature is to go up above and to connect to its root. What is the root of the neshama, of the lamp? They were saying just like the lamp. What is the root of that? That root is the root of the fire. There is the general foundation element of fire, which is under the ball of the moon, and the ner naturally wants to go up the fire and wants to go up to that yisoida eish, which is under the yoreach. He wants to go up naturally. So the Alter Rebbe explains, why is the neshama called a ner? Kena neshama. It has the natural rotsu, the run, to want to go up above, to be included in the source from which he was carved out. So, why do we need Arin? If the neshama in essence, as Dr. Rebbe explains in Tanya, naturally wants to go up. Nevertheless, we still need Arin Baloischa Sanedis to have the souls want to go up. He should raise up the Nedis, the Neshamas. Why? Because through the descent of the soul below. the slapshus of beguf and dressing up in a body, misalim teva rotsu shebo. So that nature of running that it wants to go to Hashem, lalis lemaila lumker chaytzva, is obscured, is blocked. The body and that it's dressed up, it interferes, and that nature is hidden. It's not visible anymore as the neshama wants to go up. As explained at length in the Maimorim, the mehataimim al zeh shehaneshomes da'atzilus nikroim zera odom v'haneshomes debriya yitzira asiya nikroim zera behema. That some of the reasons why we say that the souls which are from Atzilus, they are called seed of man, and the souls of Bri Yitzira Asira are called Zera Behema, seed, animal seed, who kehaneshoma that neshoma is that Atzilus, because the souls of Atzilus gam biridosom lamato, even as they descended below, teva harotzui va'aliya shobahem hu begiloi, their nature of running and elevation that is in their neshama is open. V'lochein nikroim b'shem odom. That's why we call them zera odom, the souls of Atzilus, because their odom al shem ruach ha'odom ha'oy lehi lemailo, based on the pasuk that says that the ruach, the spirit of man, in Keheles Gimel Chaf Aleph, that the spirit of man goes up, their zera odom, because they still want to go up. These are the neshames odom, the neshames of Atzilus. V'neshames debia. On the other hand, the souls of Briya Yitzira Asiya nikraim zera behemas. They're called the seed of behema, who, and some yashem rei v'neshames, shames debia yashem rei v'neshames, which is most neshames. As they descend below and dress up in the body, so they're drawn after the body and after the physical matters of this world. So the neshamas of Biyah are no longer in their pure state the way they were, but when they get dressed up in the body, they are drawn after the bodily matters. Velochei nikroim b'shem behema, and that's why they're called with the name behema. Al shem ruach ha-behema ha-yeredes hi-lamato, because the pasuk says in Koheles that the spirit of the animal goes down. In other words, it's drawn down. It no longer wants to go up, but it wants its nimshach after the body. So therefore, what is the service, the work of Arin? La'oirer, to arouse, encourage, ulegalis, and to reveal as teva harotzi v'ha'aliyah, that nature of running and elevation, she'yeshne gam b'neshomis dibiyah. It exists, it is found in the neshomis of dibiyah. He has to encourage that and reveal that. So he brings up those natives. Sheteva ha'aliyah shabahem. So that nature of aliyah, which they actually have as neshamas, yibigili, should come out in the open. That is what Arin does for the neshamas of Biyah, for the neshamas of Behema, the Zera Behema, that they too should have that revealed level of what they have inside. That Tava, Rotsu V'Aliyah, that it should be revealed, and that they should, despite the being in the body, in Elam Hazeh, still they should want to go up. Umevur Badrushim. So it explains further in the Maimorim, how come this is Arin encouraging that? Why is Arin doing that? The Hatam, Shehaloas Hanedis, why is the elevation of the lamps, which means this revealing the nature of the Rotzei, of the running and the elevation of the souls, why is it done hu al yidei Arin Davke? Why is it done specifically through Arin? Kib Arin Ksiv, because with regards to Arin, it's written, Keshemen hatoiv al harosh yored al hazaken, as the good oil that goes on the head and descends onto the beard, zekan Arin, the beard of Arin, sheyored al pi midosov, that descends on his character's traits, midosov. Ve'inyan zekan Arin, what is the idea, the good oil that comes down on the beard of Arin? What is the beard of Arin? Hu halachas ha-Torah. That is the laws of Torah. That's the level of the beard of Arin. Ba'al yidei ha-Torah. And through Torah, which Torah is Torah Oir, Torah light, light of Torah. Mizgale, the Torah brings light. Mizgale umeir. That reveals and it shines teva ha-aliyah de neshama, that nature of elevation of the soul, which exists also as the neshama descends below and dressed up in the goof, the Torah reveals that it still has the rotze and the connection to go up above, to bring up that there is an elevation, a yearning, and a rotze from the natives, from the lamps. And that is through Zekan Arin, which is referencing the Torah. The Maimer Hazal. So based on this, we can explain the connection of the saying of our sages, of blessed memory, Hamuva Bahamaimer, that's brought down the Maimer. Over there it says, Im Shomarti es Neiri ani Meshamer es Nercha. If you keep my Neir, I will keep your Neir. What's the connection to the idea of bringing up the neiros? Ki inyan ani meshamer es nercha. Because this idea that the Eibishter is guarding your lamp, which means shmiras haner shaloi tichove, is guarding the lamp that it should not extinguish. Who, that means, what does it mean being guarded, that lamp? That the lamp of the neshama, which is the nature of the rotze and want to elevate, it should be open, it shouldn't be extinguished. To guard it, that it should be openly. So the Eibishter says, I am going to meshamer es nercha, to guard your lamp, that the neshama should be open. It depends on im shamarta es neri. Zeh sheshmiras haner da neshama hu al yidei shmiras haner de Torah. That how do you guard the neir of the neshama, that it shouldn't be extinguished? That is by keeping, guarding the lamp of Torah, by the Torah illuminating and revealing that Tava of the Nefesh, the Neshama, even despite being in the Guf, who al derecho inyan al the Bahaloischa Sanedus shel Arin. So this is similar to the idea that Bahaloischa Sanedus, which takes place through Arin, we said before, which is the level of Torah, and that is Kan Arin, which is Torah, that reveals, and that's why you see the nature of the Neshama comes through, despite that it's in this world descended, and it's in the Guf, and that is accomplished through Torah. So Beha Loischo Esanedis, Arin elevates it through Torah, the same thing is in Mata Meshamer Neiri the Torah, and Meshamer Es Nerchal, guard your neshama, that it reveals the highest level of the neshama. The Maimer continues, the Tzarek Lohavim, that we need to understand, Be'im Shamarta Es Neiri and Meshamer Es Nerchal. If you keep my lamp, you keep the Torah, I'll keep your neshama. What is the connection between these two neiris? If you do this, you keep my lamp, I'll keep your lamp. Va'oid, va'ad, and further and more, to the extent, it's not only a connection, they're hinged one on the other, that the Eibishter only is Meshamer Es Nercho, if you're Meshamer Es Neiri, it's hinge on the other. So he explains there in the Maimer, Api Madi Isa B'Medrash, based on what we find in the Medrash, Bizchus Min Nivru'u, says the Medrash, Elu Toldis Hashemayim V'Oretz, in whose merit were created, when we say Eila, Toldis Hashemayim V'Oretz, these are the creations, the birth of the heavens and the earth. So whose merit is it that everything was created, the Shemayim V'Oretz? U'bizchus mihem imdim, and in whose merit do they stand? So the answer is, bizchus eile shmoiz b'nei Yisrael. That is the eile, toldos Shemayim V'Oretz, is in the merit of eile shmoiz B'nai Yisrael. These are the names, it's because of the B'nai Yisrael. Ve'eile b'schus mi'evdim, and the B'nai Yisrael, eile, in whose merit do they stand? B'schus eile ha'edus v'achukim v'amishpotim, and the merit, these are the statutes, the eide, the testimony, the statutes and the laws. So, eile, the world which is Eila Shemayim V'Oretz is standing in the merit of Eila Shemayim V'Nesra of the Yidden, and the Yidden are there because Eilu Eidu Zachuki, because of Torah. Sha'akavon debri yaso ilum, he, that the intent of the creation of the world, he bishvil Yisrael, that is for the Yidden. Va'ashlemus the Yisrael, he al yidei ha-Torah, and the wholesomeness of the Yidden, Zchus B'Yemdim, is Adei HaTorah, is because of Eilach Eidu Zechukim, is for the Torah. Dal Yidei She Yisrael Mekaimim HaTaryag Mitzvah, is through the Yidden fulfilling the 613 mitzvahs. Hemis Alim LeMadrego, they are elevated to a level, Nailis Yoser, to a higher level, Mikimoi Shehem Mitzad Atzma. Then they are on their own. When the Yidden do the Torah mitzvahs, they are in a higher level than on their own without Torah mitzvahs. Bezehu ma shahanishomo yered es lamato umislabeshes bigid guf gashmis bigdei lekayim Torah mitzvahs. That's the idea, that a soul descends below, dresses up in a physical body, in order to be able to kaim Torah mitzvahs, to fulfill Torah mitzvahs, ki al yidei kiyumat Torah mitzvahs, because through the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs, mis'al yisa neshama l'mayle yoyser mikimoy shoyso koydem yiridoso, the neshama goes up to a higher level more than it was before it descended. So there is an elevation of the Yidden through the Torah mitzvahs more than they are on their own. Bezehu she im shomarta es neiri ani meshamer es nercho. If you keep my ner Torah mitzvahs, I'm going to keep the neshama, because she shmiras haneir da neshama. How do we keep that lamp of the neshama, the elevation, the increased Maila, advantage of the neshama, is through the Torah mitzvahs. Hi al yidei shmiras aneir de Torah. that's through keeping the lamp of Torah. So based on what the Maimer says, the inyan im shamarta esneri ani mishamer esnercha, the idea of if you keep my ner, then I keep your ner. The elevation of the soul is through Torah. Hu shal yidei kiyum haTorah mitzvos misalis haneshama, that through the fulfillment or observance of Torah mitzvos, the neshama is elevated lemaila yoser mikmoi shehoyisam koydem miyirdoso, to a higher level than it was before it came down. There's an advantage, there's an additional, there's a height given to the neshama more than what it had before it descended. Yesh loymar, so then we can say the zeh shemekasher inyan zeh im b'haloscha sanedrisu, so this that he connects these medrash chazal shamer snercha with shamer snedi shmata snedi shamer snercha together with b'haloscha nedrisu shleimar the zeh shemekasher im zeh b'haloscha nedrisu kigam inyan b'haloscha sanedrisu, because also the idea of the elevation in the lamps hu haliya shenase ben shomis, that is an elevation that is made by the soul lemaila yoser to a higher level gam mikmoi shehoyu koydem yiridoso lemaito, also a higher level than they were before they descended below. So they're both basically giving out the same idea. Ba'aloscha sanedrisu makes the neshamas, the neders, a higher level than they were before they descended, just like the Torah is meshamered through meshameres nedi, meshameres nercho, there's an elevation in the neshama. Ois David. Bi hura inyan biprotis yoiser, to explain this idea in more details, yesh lahagdim, so we have to introduce the hadiyuk b'hamaymer, that when the maymer is questioning mipnei ma heim shmiras haneir da haneshama ushni miras haneir de toirot luim zebazeh, who it asks the question, why does the Eibishter say that if you keep my Torah, I will keep your neshama if you keep the Torah, if you keep my neir, the neir de Torah. So when the Maimer is asking, and is asking, why are they tluim zebozeh, why are they hinged on one another, this is not just asking why are they hinged in not violating the Torah. We understand why a violation of the Torah would cause a lack of protection for the neshama. That's not the issue. The Maimon wants to know, because it's not only are we saying that a violation of Torah would do damage to the neshama, but we're saying that keeping the Torah keeps the neshama. Kishmiras, kishamarto esnedi, when Hashem says you're keeping my lamp, the Torah, so here we're not only talking about that you're not doing any violations. It's not just merely that the person is not violating a instruction of the Torah, but it's keeping the Neir means that you are doing and fulfilling the positive, the mitzvahs of the Torah tells you to do. We're not only talking about you not violating, we're talking about that in order for your neshama to be protected, you need to do mitzvahs. B'lochein medayik, that's why the Rebbe asked the question, mipnei ma heim tluim zebazeh, why are they hinged? Why is doing mitzvahs? Why is doing mitzvahs the cause that the Eibishter watches the neshama? And the Rebbe explains, "Zeh sheshmira saner the haneshama tluya, b'zeh she'ein over chaz v'shalom al tzivu ha-toyra." This aspect of it, that in order for the neshama to be protected, guarded, that hinges that you shouldn't, God forbid, violate the Torah. That's not a question what the connection is. Who? That's understood. If you would violate a command of the Torah, that makes a blemish in the soul. But the question in the Maimer is not for violation. The Shomarta as Neiri means keeping the mitzvahs, doing mitzvahs asay. But do you, by fulfilling the Torah, but do you, by Maimer, who? But the question in the Maimer is, Masheshmira Saneir the Aneshama, why is the guarding to keep the light of the Neshama, why is it hinged? Why do we need the Kiyum HaTorah for that? And further, the Rebbe explains that the question, why do we need Torah in order to keep the Neshama, is mostly goes on the Neshamas of Atzilus. The Neshamas of Biyah, as we said earlier, since there is a Helem, through dressing up in the body, in the physical world, there is an obscurity, something that blocks the revelation of the Neshama. So we explained before that we need the Torah to take away that block. So we also understand, we don't even have a question, why do we need Torah to protect the Neshama? We know, because the Neshama, as it came down in the Guf, since it's Zera Behema, it descends and it struggles, it's obscure, and when you take away the obscurity, that is through the Torah Oir. The main question of the Maimer, why do we need the Shmira Satoirah, is with regards to the Neshamas of Atzilus. Mekayim, by Shomarta as Neiri, keeping the Torah, the Neshamas of Atzilus keeps their Neshama. Why do they need their Neshama? Has not been obscured. And the Rebbe explains that Yesh LaHosif, we can add, Shahadiyuk ba'amaymer, that the question that the Maimer has, why do we hinge the protection of the neshama to the observance of Torah, who beikir b'negei neshamis d'atzilus? That's mainly with regards to the neshamas that come from Atzilus. And we want to know, why do they need kima mitzvahs in order to protect them? Why? The b'negei ad the neshamis d'biyah b'negei neshamis, as far as it relates to the neshamas of B'riyit Sira Siya, Shem Reva neshamas, these are the majority of the souls. Yesh Loimar, there we can say, when it's not as a question, this Esh Shemiras Aner, the neshamat, Luya Baner de Torah, who? Why is the keeping of the Ner of the neshama hinges on the Ner of Torah? The reason is, the Kivon, She'etzlam Haguf V'nefesh Abahamis, Ma'ilu Mamastir Al HaNeshama. Since by them, the neshamas of Biyah, the body and the animal soul obscure and block the neshama. Lochein shmiras haner de neshmosam. So how could you keep that flame, that lamp of their neshama, who al yidei, that is shalidei kima Torah mitzvahs kenal, that is through observing Torah mitzvahs, the light of the Torah takes away the obscurity, so the neshama can light and have that natural tendency of halo rotzi to Hashem. So what is the question of the Maimer? Ba'diuk v'ashayle ba'amaimer hu be'ikir b'neshomis d'atzilus. So it's mainly about the souls of Atzilus. Souls of Atzilus, they don't deteriorate when they come down into the guf and nefshamamis. The kivon she'etzlam ha'neshomah hi begilui, they are not obscured and blocked by the guf and nefshamamis. By them the neshomah is open, Why would they need the Ner d'Torah? That's the question that the Rebbe asks in the Maimer. But now the Rebbe says, what's the Rebbe's answer? Since the question is, why do these neshamas of Atzilus need this? Because their neshama is open even when it comes in the Guf and Nefesh HaBahamis, Begilui. And they have the Ratzu Hashem, so why do they need the Kiyum of Torah and Mitzvahs in order to protect their neshama? So this that it says in the Maimer, this is Shemiras HaNeir Da Neshama Hi Al Yidei Shemiras HaNeir Da Torah. Why does it accomplish that the neshama is guarded through the guarding of the Neir Torah? So it says Ki Eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael Emdim Bizchus, the quoting from the Medrash, because Torah is Emdim Bizchus. Because why do Yidden exist? It's bizchus elu ha'edus v'chukim ha'mishpotim. But that is not just to remain. The lechayda zeshe Yisrael aimdim bizchus ha'toyra v'ha'mitzvus. When the Medrash says that the Yidden are standing bizchus ha'toyra mitzvus, who ashal yidei kiyum ha'toyra mitzvus, over there, it seems like they are elevated to a higher madrege from that medrash through Torah mitzvahs. The Eile Shemesh B'nei Yisrael aimed in Bishchus Eile Eidze Chug Mishpatim. And the Rebbe in Ha'orah 23 brings down from the Maimer, so from the Medrash is that there is an elevation on top of that through the Kiyum HaTorah Mitzvahs. But Avol Hadarge the Neshamis Yisrael Shem Mitzad Atzmam. But as far as the neshama of itself, if we're not talking about an elevation coming to a higher level, we don't need the Torah mitzvahs for that. That's not necessary. Hainu aval badarge neshamis Yisrael shemitzad atzmon. They're only ainat luya lechayda b'Torah. That doesn't hinge on the Torah. So that would be the pshat in the medrash. However, the way we just translated that the Upirush im Shamarto es Neiri ani Mishamis Nercha, you're keeping my Torah, I'm going to keep your Neir. What are we keeping over here? So we're keeping the Neshama that's Silus the way it is. We're not talking about an elevation. Husha Shmiras HaNeir the HaNeshama, that what are we guarding? The Neir of the Neshama. Not to bring an elevated light, that's just to protect the neshama on its own. If the neshama is of the Atzilus, you know, there to bring them, or even if we're talking about Lecheda, the neshamas of Biyah, is to bring them to their really who they are themselves, but we're not talking about bringing them to higher level. So that Shemiris Haner the neshama, Hainadarkas Haner the neshama Sadatzmo, who al yidei shmiras haner d'Torah, by keeping the neir d'Torah, that's how we get to that level. Yesh levayirza. So, in other words, what happens through the Torah mitzvahs? From the statement of the Medrash, the way the Rebbe Marash brings it down, it seems like the Torah brings the neshama to a higher level, and from the statement from Shomarta Sneira and Mishamir Esnercha, it's mashma that it stays at the same level, it just protects it. So Beyesh Levayir says, so we can explain this, Talpi Maimer Hazoya Ramuva Betanya, based on the saying of the Zoyar that is brought in the Tanya. The Kemoi Sha'oir Haneir. just like the light of the flame could not shine and hold on to the wick without oil, kein ein hashchina shoyd al gufa adam. Likewise, the divine cannot rest on the human body. Shenim shel lipsila, the human body is equated to a wick. Elo al yidemaisim tovim shenim shel l'shemen, only through good deeds which have been equated to oil. The maisim tovim are the oil for the wick, for the body of the person, to keep the shechina on the person. Why do we need to fuel the wick, the body, through maisim tovim, through mitzvahs? Why do we need mitzvahs to do? Vayr v'tanya explains in the Tanya that tam al zeh, the reason for this shashro is hashchina al gufa odom, that how does the divine rest on the human body? He davke al yidei kim ha-mitzvahs. It's davke through the observance of mitzvahs. And v'loi dai loi b'nishmosoi. Why do we need mitzvahs? Why don't we fuel it, just the soul of the person? That should fuel it. V'loi dai loi b'nishmosoi she'in chelik elokam imal. It's not sufficient with the soul, which is a part of God and is above. Li yishi k'shemen lipsilo. That should be the oil for the wick. And the answer is, so the Alter Rebbe explains in the Tanya that the soul of man, afilu kishehu tzadik gomur, even when the person is a complete tzadik, he serves Hashem with fear and love with delight, which is the highest level of service of Hashem. Eino b'teilom b'metzias legamri, isn't totally negated from its existence. Rakudovar bifnei atzmei, always remains a separate entity. Yirei Hashem b'oyava, you fear Hashem and you love Hashem. So there's always that you. You are the one that loves Hashem. You are the one that fears Hashem. It doesn't matter what your level is, even at the highest level, you're still always going to be a metzias. You're not totally bottom. However, on the other hand, that's the nefesh elikis. That cannot be enough of a fuel for the shechina, for the mais, but we need the maisim toiv. On the other hand, v'hamitzvahs shepnim yisritzoyn yisborach. But the mitzvahs which are the inner will of His blessed will, they're the inner of His blessed will. Ein hachayis shebahem dover nifrab bifnei atzma klal. The energy in that mitzvahs that you're doing is not something separate as it, by itself at all, not like the neshama that is totally connected. But it is united and it's included in His blessed will, so that the mitzvahs are not an entity; they are united with Hashem. The mitzvahs are deeper and more closely; they're negated of existence, unlike the soul, and therefore the oil has to come from the mitzvahs. And therefore, hashro es hashchina al gufa odom, the resting of the divine on the human body, he adei kiyum hamitzvahs davke, is specifically through the observance of mitzvahs. Ki inyan hashro es hashchina meize dover hu. Because what is the concept? What is the idea of the divine resting? In any item, you're saying that divine resting. The idea is that thing you rest in is included in the light of Hashem and is subjugated to Him of its entity totally, is non-entity at all. That is what means that the Shekhinah rests. So then in that item, is then only then can it rest and be revealed and shine the one Hashem. And that's why we need the mitzvahs as the fuel. So based on this we can explain this, that the guarding, how do we watch the neir of the soul through watching the neir of Torah, is ki inyan haneir the haneshama hu habitl shelo. Because what is the ner? What is the lamp of the neshama? That is the subjugation that the soul is bottled. To keep the ner of the neshama means to keep the bittel of the neshama, because that is the neshama, is the bittel. Ushleimus habittel, the neshama, and the complete. When is there a total, wholesome, complete bittel of the neshama, which is bittel metzias legamre? That is only through the observance of mitzvahs. So you have to keep Torah, you have to keep mitzvahs in order to keep the neshama, because the neshama, as we said before, is an entity by itself without mitzvahs. It's not totally bottled. It's still mitzvahs that loves and fears Hashem, but the mitzvahs are the one that have the full bittel to return to Yisbarach. So for the neshama to be bottle, that means to guard it, to guard the neshama, it needs to have Shabbat Taneri, you have to keep the mitzvahs. V'zehu sheha'neir d'ha neshama nikro nercha. That's why the neir of the neshama is called your neir, the neir of the person, Nercha, the Adam, but Neir the Torah mitzvahs, that the Torah mitzvahs is called Neiri Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Imata Shomer, Im Shomarta Neiri Ani Shomer, which is Torah mitzvahs, Ani Shomer Nercha, the neshama of the person. Ki Abitul Da Neshama Ashtim Shemitzad Atzmo, because the subjugation of the neshama by itself, Eina bitl betachlus, it's not totally bitl. It's nercho the Adam. That's a person, because the neshama in essence by itself is not bitl v'mitzias. So that's why it's your ner, as opposed to ner the mitzvahs, shu pnimis ritzayni yizbarach. But the ner of mitzvahs, which is the inner will of Hashem, hu neri da kodesh baruch hu, that's Hashem's ner, because that's total bitl v'mitzias. And when a person fulfills the mitzvahs, so this bittel of mitzvahs, of neiri, is nimshach into the person. I'm guarding your neir, bringing in the level of bittel into the neir, into the neshama. Hey, ulahoyir. So the Rebbe wants to point out now, the Maimer Hanal Shayich L'Chag HaShavuos, the above Maimer has a connection to Yom Tov Shavuos. The Nois of Lozeh Sheparshas B'Haloyschos HaNeiris, in addition to the fact that the Parsha B'Haloyschos HaNeiris Techilas HaScholos HaMaimer, which the Maimer starts off, the Maimer the Rebbe Maharash Koyrim L'Achel L'Chag HaShavuos, we read it after Shavuos, but the Rebbe points out some years we read it also Nosei, and sometimes not. But Baloischa is always after Shavuos. You know, sometimes you also have Nosei after Shavuos, as in that year. So, besides that, Nirshem Bascholos HaMaimer, in the beginning of the, is marked down in that Maimer Rebbe Marash, who Shaykh Lidibura Maschil Vaidaber Anoichi, that this has a connection to the Maimer that begins Vaidaber Anoichi, which is a Shavuos Dike Maimer Daseres HaDibres. So, Val Pize Yesh Loimar, so, according to this, that it's Shaykh to Shavuos, we can say, the Zeshem Mevuer Bahamaimer, that this, that the Maimer, it's explained in the Maimer, Shalidekim Hamit Torah Mitzvahs Nasa Aliyah Ba'anishoma, that through the Kima Torah Mitzvahs, there is actually an elevation in the neshama, who al derech ha'ilu the Yisrael shenis chadish matan Torah. This is similar to the elevation of the Yidden, which came about when the Torah was given a matan Torah. But inyan who the idea is the ha'av ha'tivis shebechol echad mi Yisrael, that natural love which is within every Jewish person. Li is davuk bahavaya, to be connected to Hashem v'loy liparid mimenu yisborech b'shumayfer, and not to separate from Him blessed under no circumstances. Afilu b'misidus nefesh mamash, even if you have to give up your actual life. Hoiso gam koydem matan Torah. That was that level of natural love that we have for Hashem for misidus nefesh that existed also before matan Torah. Shari avazu, because this love, he Yerushalonu ma'aviseinu, that's an inheritance from our father. That's not something that was given to us by Matan Torah. This is always. Papi Masha Kosuf Betanya. And based on what it says in the Tanya, the Zeh Sheha Aviz Hayrishulu Kalachad Misrael Avazu, that the fact that the forefathers, they inherited to every Jewish person that love, shayich lozeh, it is connected to the fact shahavos hein hein hamerkava, that the forefathers, they are the chariot. They are the chariot of Hashem. They're bittul to Hashem. That bittul to Hashem is because they are the chariot of Hashem. What is a chariot? The inyan amerkovihi, the idea of a chariot, of a carriage, hishi b'teilo l'orechav, that it is subjugated to the one that rides it. It has no say. It's totally wherever the rider, that's where it goes. The zeh shalichas hamerkovah hasusim, whether the fact that the wagon or the horses, hikfirotzin harechav, they go, the rider, he pushes where he wants to go. Huloy mipnei sharoitzim shetil hem shaychas laharoichav. It's not because they want, the horses want some connection to the rider. We have the natural love that we're talking about. That's a desire that you want to be connected to Hashem. So there is some sort of input or some sort of motivation. The avativis pushes you to connect to Hashem. But when it comes to the rider, it's not that they have some right, they want to do what the driver, what the rider wants them to do. It's just because they're subjugated, they have no say in the matter at all. So yesh loymar. So the Rebbe says, based on this point that the Tanya makes, we can say shebahava ativis abo that in this natural love that we get as an inheritance from the Father, which is Hein Hein Amarkova, which are the chariot, Klula Behelem Gom Ha'ava Shebebchinas Bitl, that includes hidden in it not only the natural love that he wants to be connected to Hashem, but hidden also that love which is in a level of subjugation. He doesn't have a rots in a love just subjugated. He doesn't want anything for himself at all. The kol ritzoynehu, and what does he want? His entire will is gilu el kus be'olam, that this should be a revelation of godliness in the world, not their ava, but to be a revelation. V'shetushlam hakavona didir lo yizbarav b'tachtoyne, so that the intention that Hashem wants to have a dwelling place below, that should be fulfilled. That's all that He wants. And that's included in part of the Ava that we got naturally from the Avos. Hine Yodua. So while we're saying that this is Bitl B'Metzias, but it's known that Ava Hi Ava V'Harotzin D'Hodom Ha'oyev. Love is the love and the will of the person that loves. V'Lochein. Gam Kisha Ava V'Harotzin Shaloi. So even if he doesn't want it to fulfill himself, to reach, be close to for himself, but he wants it to bring down Lamato Sheyushlam Rotzin Elyon, that the supreme will should be fulfilled. Mikomakim Etzem Inyan Ha'ava V'Rotzin Metzi. It's just the idea, the concept of love, wanting is an entity. Love is, by definition, the person loves, the person wants. So there is, it has a entity to it. But V'Amitis Inyan Habitl Hu V'Havoyde the Kabbalah Soil. The true idea of subjugation is in the service of accepting the yoke. The yoke. Shehu kemoi eved she'ein lei shum ritzonis. That he becomes like a slave. He has no desires, he has no wants. Not that he wants anything, he doesn't want anything. He just does what needs to be done. He accepts the yoke. V'chol ma she'oisuhu mitzad oil ha'odin shemutol olav. Anything he does is because of the yoke of the master, which is placed upon it. That's why he has to fulfill the wishes of the master. So the Rebbe wants to now add, first we said the Abba we have from Yerusha, from the forefathers. Then he says, more than just a regular Ava Metzias, it's the Ava not to fulfill for yourself, but Yushlam Rotzen Elyon. And now we're saying even more that this includes that Bitl B'Metzias, that you don't even have it's the Oil Odin, that it's just you have to do what the master wants. V'yesh loymar the key v'nshebitl ha-merkovel ha-reichav. Since the subjugation of the chariot to the rider, who loy mitzad ha-rotzin da-merkovel, it doesn't come at all because of the wishes of the merkovel, of the chariot, sh'reitzel liyiz b'teil la-reichav merkovelov, that it wants to be subjugated to the rider and our merkava. Elo mitzad ha-reichav, it's from the rider. Lochein ba-yerusha ma-oves heinen ha-merkava. So therefore, when we're talking about the inheritance from the oves who are the merkava, kolulo behelem gam ha-bitl the kabbalas oil. That also includes the bitl of kabbalas oil. So this is the third level of not even having any rotzi, not even ava, not rotzi, but just kabbalas oil. You're doing it because you have to do it, because you have to fulfill the wishes of the master, nothing to do with your wishes or your love or your wants. Ulahoyir, the Rebbe says in the brackets, Mimaymer Azal, to point out from the saying of our sages of blessed memory, that Bishor Sheyigdimu Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma, when the Eden said first Nasa before Nishma Chulun. So the Gemara says that the angels, Eibishter said, "Megilai lebonai roz ze." Who taught my sons this secret that the angels they use it? The last he said, "Then lishmoyav that the angels behave nasa koydim lenishma." Umevur b'chassidus. So the Chassidus explains the zeshik dimu nasa lenishma. This that they introduced that we will do before they say we are going to understand. Shehabitl de kabbalas oil atzmei. In the bitl of saying we'll do, you accepting the yoke. Who bitl nayla b'yesa? That's a much greater bitl than saying I will do what you tell me. I'm going to first do, and then I'll hear. Because in that way is bitl lebal harotzin. This is a bitl to the within Kabbalah's oil, saying Nase before Nishma is a greater level of bittul than just accepting the Nishma. That's a bittul l'harotzi, not to the balarotzi. So how did this happen? Hu'al yidei gilui ava musuteres roz, migila lebonai rozeh, that's through the level of revealing that hidden love, that secret. V'yesh loymar, we can say, shahashaychis, the ava musuteres, that the shaychis of love, when we say a hidden love, musuteres, mitzias, lehagdomas nasel nishma, to saying bittul the Kabbalah Seilhu. So what does it mean when we say to reveal this secret, but that hidden love, but that Ava Musuteres, that it's not a Metziah? So here it's the Shaykhis is Ki Ava Musuteres Ibirusha Ma'oves Heinena Merkova, because that's the highest level that Heinena Merkova, which means a bittul of Kabbalah Seil. That's the Gilui, the Ava Musuteres is the Gilui of the Merkava in the Bitl Baal Horotzen, because they come from the Ovis, which is the Merkava, which, as we were explaining, is the Bitl, the Reich, the Merkava, is to the Reichev, not without any considerations at all. Move on. So this you understood. So what was the bittul that the Yidden got in the Matan Torah? So this was Yerusha. So what did Matan Torah do? So we have to say la'achre shekdimun asel nishma, and they reveal that deeper level, which is more than what they have from the others. Who bittul naile yosef. So we must be talking about a greater and a much deeper level of bittul, even from the level of the Merkava, because this was something bittul that they had from the Ovis, from the Merkava, and then we came Matan Torah. So it must be it's even a higher level of bittul, as the Rebbe will continue to explain. So now the Rebbe is going to explain what is it, this higher level of bittul, which is even higher than the bittul from the Merkava, that the Yidden attained after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, Yidden were also Yerushim Avisenu, the Inyan of Merkava, the forefather of Merkava. As explained earlier, this is the bittul of the Merkava to the Reichev, which is a higher level in bittul, and yet ultimately, the bittul was even greater through Matan Torah. But inyan hu, the idea is the is of the Gemara. We find in the Gemara, Amru Olav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They say about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shaloi hiniach davar gadol v'davar katan. He did not leave without studying whether it was a big item or a small item. What are these big and small items? Dover Godel is Maisi Merkava. Big items is talking about the act of the chariot. And the Dover Cotton, the small things, is Habayis, the Abaye Verova. Those are the questions and the cases of Abaye and Rova. So the Nister, the Merkava, that's the Dover Godel. And the Habayis, Abaye Verova, that's the Dover Cotton. So he explains in the Maimer over there in this is the Sefer HaMemorim Tov Reish Chav Tes Amud Reish Temezata Reish Tazayin Veilach from the Rebbe Marash, which this Maimer is based on. What's the reason that we call it that Atam Shemaisa Merkava Nikra Dover Godelhu? Why is the Maisa Merkava considered? Why do we call it something big? Because through the carriage, the person who rides on the carriage reaches to a place, to a place where his own he can't reach there. He goes through the Merkava, leads him, brings him, up to a much higher place. Ukamakain, the same thing is Hubi Merkava Elyoina. When we talk about the supreme chariot, Shacha is noises as Hakise Ves Haodom Sha'al Hakise, the Chayis. Those are those that run the Merkava. They run the Kise. They are the Merkava. So they carry the Kise and the person that is on the Kise, Adam Sha'al Kise, Lebechinas, to the level of Loyodom, where he is not a man. Over here we see that the well, the Musa Kise, the Muskimare Odom, that's already how godliness manifests itself in an image of a person. But the Merkava carries him to the higher place, which is a level of Loyodom, to the level of Keser, as we will explain. The main elevation to the level of Loyodom, that's on the carriage of the forefathers. When we say the fathers are the Merkava, they are the Merkava that leads to the spot which is Loyodom, to the place where Loyodom. That's why it's a Dover Godom. Merkava Atzilus. That's called the Merkava Atzilus. There's also a Merkava in the world of Biyah, which leads you to Atzilus, not to the level of Loyodom, to the level of Loyodom relative to the level of Odom of Biyah. But to the real level of Loyodom, the way it's in Keser, in Arich, that comes through the Merkava of Atzilus. Taliya, the Bechinas Odom. The elevation from the level of Odom to the level of Loyodom, Shalide Merkava Debiya, which comes through the carriage of Biyah, Hisha Odom Sha'ala Kise. So there it means that the Odom, which is on the Kise, Odom Debiya, which is the Odom of Biyah, Misale Ledarge Shibichinas Loyodom Legabe Odom Debiya. It goes up to a level which is only considered Loy Odom relative to Odom de Biyah. This is considered Loy Odom. So it goes from Biyah to Atzilus. But by Yideya Merkava de Ha'ovis, but through the Merkava of Atzilus, of the Ovis, Merkava de Atzilus, Nase Aliyah Duchinas Odom de Atzilus, over there the elevation in the level of Odom Atzilus, Libchinas Loy Odom, to the level of, not only to a level of Loyodom relative to the lower level, but to the level of Loyodom, which is Shalomailo Ma'atzilus, which is higher than Atzilus, which is the level of Arich in Keser. Vezehu Shemaise Merkovo Nikro Dover Godol. That's why we call the act of the Merkovo, we say that Rabbi Yechaman Zake Loyiniach Dover Godol, and we say that that means the Maise Merkovo. Ki Odom Zeir Ampin, because Odom, that's the level of Ala Merkava, that's Zeir Ampin, those are the small face, and that's called Odom, who begins Katnus Vitzimtzum, that's in a level of small and restrictive. Ba'al Yideya Merkava, through the Merkava, who is Ala Lebchinas Arich, then you go to the level of Arich, which is Godel. Big, and that's called Loy Odom, and that comes through the Merkava, and that's why the Merkava is called Dover Godel, because it reaches you from the small to the level of big. That's what the function of the Merkava does, the Maisi Merkava, and that's why it's called Dover Godel. Why Vatam Shavayis Dabai Verova Nikra Dover Godel? Why is the cases of Abai and Rova called a small thing? Afshu Iker B'Torah Shebaalpeh, even though it's a main of the oral Torah, who ki halachis haTorah nislapshu b'dvarim ketanim, because the laws of the Torah were dressed up in small matters. The noise of lozeh, in addition to the fact shahamitzvus nislapshu b'dvarim gashmim, that Bechlau, the laws of Torah, which talks about the laws, Generally, mitzvahs are dressed up in physical matters. But in addition to that, yesh b'chol mitzvah kama prote dinim. So every mitzvah has many detailed halachas. The inyan his chalkus protim, because this, that it's divided into details, hu tzimtzum v'hagbola, that is restricting and limitation, which is katnus. Katnus means smallness. It's limitations. It's tzimtzum v'hagbola. So v'al pizeh, based on this explanation of gadlus is the level of keser arich, and katnus is that it's dressed up in gashmizdikeh matters, which is tzimtzum v'hagbola, there is a tremendous contrast over here between the gadlus and the katnus. V'al pizeh, hachiluk bein ma'aseh merkove la'avayis dabayi v'rove. So here, according to this, the difference between the act of the merkove and the cases of Abaye v'Rava dealing with humina kotza la kotza is from one extreme to the other extreme. The inyan merkava, the idea of the merkava, hu hayitziyah mibchinas hagbolos hagbola odom. It is going out from the limitation. You're going out from the odom libchinas bligvul to the level of bligvul to loy odom. That's davar godel. That's a big thing, which big means. True greatness is something which is not limited. So that is the Dover Godel. But Bavai is the Bayavarov, Hulaipach. But by the cases of Bayarov, it's the opposite. He's Slapshus Rotzun Elyon. You have the will of the Supreme, which is Bligvul, dressing up, Bidvorim Migbolim in limited matters, Dover Cotton in small matters. From the extreme high level of going out of all restrictions to the level of Beligvul, to having the Rotzon Elyon define itself in the level of limited matters, which is Dover Kotten. The Maimer contains another reason. Why are the Avayis Abayi and Rava called a small matter? Ki atoyro da achshov he dover cotton legabe pnimius atoyro shetiskal laosi. The Torah of now is considered a small matter relative to the pnimius atoyro that's going to be revealed in the future. In the future, the Torah, the Pnimis HaTorah, is going to be something major. And now, the Torah that we study now is considered to be relatively small. That's why it's called Kotb. One thing. V'gaman also, l'fisha HaTorah, he moshul l'levush l'oirin sof ha'mlubush bo. The Torah is a parable, it's a garment to the oirin sof that is dressed in the Torah. It's only a parable, it's only a garment for the oirin sof. That's what we call it, the parable of the Kadmoni, of the early one. Shehu moshul ulevush, that is an example and a garment lebchinas Kadmoni shaloylom, to the level of the early one of the world, level to Hashem. Umoshul legabe nimshul dover kotn. If you talk a moshul relative to its nimshul, it's something small. So these are two additional reasons why we call Habayis Abaye v'Rava. We call Medover Cotton because A, it's small relative to the Gilui that would be La'asid Lavei, and also relative to the Eir Sof which is in it, which what we learned in Torah is merely the garment of it. It's a Moshul, the Moshul relative to the Nimshul, the Ein Sof which is in it, is always considered to be a dover cotton, and that's why it's called cotton. So the Rebbe is going to explain now that before we said that it's called cotton because it's dressed up in gashmias and in details, so that doesn't make the Torah itself cotton. That is just means that it's dressed up in advarim ketanim, but according to the explanation that relative to the Ein Sof, or relative to Pnimis HaTorah, it's according, that's describing the Torah itself. It's not just the Torah has come down into a garment. Yesh Loimar, so Rebbe brings out now. The Lahatam Shavayis Dabayis Verova Nikr Dover Kotten. According to the reason that why are the case of Verova called over Kotten? Mipnei Shah Torah Nislap Shabidvarim Kitanim, because the Torah dressed up in small matters. HaToyar Dover Kotten Humitzad. So why we call it cotton? Not the Torah itself is cotton, but it's called cotton because of the garments. It's dressed up. Levushim the Torah. The lochin meisiv. So that's why he adds the other reason it's called cotton. Shatoyde da'achshu midover cotton legabe pnimiyis ha'toyde shetizkala la'osid lovoi. That the Torah of now is a small next to the pnimiyis ha'toyde, which will be la'osid lovoi. That explains that it's not only that it dresses up in cotton, but it is cotton by definition because it's smaller than the Torah to be lost in Lovey. And also the other explanation that Rebbe brings in the Maimer, the Gamshu Dover Cotton, the Gabe Eirin Sof HaMelubishbo, that it's small next to the Eirin Sof that is dressed in it. That's a description that the Torah itself is small. Now, Pizamze, according to this reason, HaToyer Dover Cotton, when you say that it's Dover Cotton, Ugam Benegel HaToyerah Atzmo. That's also the Torah, not only in what Torah dressed up, like according to the first reason, it dresses up as small, but this is, the Torah itself is small, because the Torah itself is relative to the Torah of La'osilov, relative to the Oyer, which is in Torah, the Oyer in Sofam Lubish, but it's small, so Torah itself is cotton. So, why does he have to bring the seemingly reason that the Torah dresses up in small things? Why can't he just say this reason that the Torah is actually small? Because it's not because it dresses up, because of the limitation, like he says later on. Why does he bring down the first reason? Maybe Gam Tam Harishon, the fact that he also brings the first reason, Shat Torah Nislapsho, Bidvarim Kitarim, that it dressed up in small items, Yesh Loimar, we can say, is as the Rebbe pointed out in the previous brackets. Kibetam Ze, in this reason, when we say that the Torah is small, it dressed up in small items, Mudgesh, over here it's emphasized, Shachilu Ben Abayis, Dabayi Verova, the Maisa Merkova, that the distinction between the cases of Abayi and Rova and the Maisa Merkova are so extreme, who chiluk min hakotze lakotze, from one extreme to other extreme, the fact that the Havayis Dabayi Verova dress up into the Dvorim Gashmim, that points to the extreme difference between the Maisa Merkova and Havayis Dabayi Verova Kena. But in essence, it's called a cotton because it's like a cotton relative to the Torah itself is cotton relative to the Ein Sof that's dressed up or relative to the Torah that will be in the Skala and Loss. Zayin, Mamshach Ba'Maimeroi Biur Bazesh HaTorah Nikru Dover Cotton. Another explanation why we call the Torah Dover Cotton. Shehu al shem oitzem bitl ha-halocha legabe Eirin Sof HaMelubishbo. That is because of the powerful subjugation of the halocha relative to the Eirin Sof that is dressed up in it. It's cotton because of its subjugation to the Eirin Sof, which is in the halocha. The kamoi shel limud ha-od. Just like the Torah study, when you study Torah, it needs to be with bittul. Seitan l'shoyni imrosacha. In the way of my tongue is just responding what you said. So I'm not saying it. It's Hashem. You're saying it. Hashem is saying it. You're non-existent. You're bittul. Like one who's responding, somebody's reading and you're just saying the words, but it's not you, it's the one that is saying it, it's Hashem, you're just saying the words. So just like it's with the person that learns it, al derech zeh, hu benegeya lehilchas ha-toyrah atzum, the halachas ha-toyrah himself. Halachas are in a tremendous state of bittul, Shehem bebitl la'irin sofam lubish b'hem. They are in self-negation. They're bottled to the Ein Sof that is dressed up in them. Kidl kamon, as the Rebbe will explain. A level of bitl that exists in the halachas. Yesh loymar, the lahapirush kotten kibshutoi, that when we say cotton, that it's small, talking about a small, not because it's level of bittle, as we said before, hatoyar dover cotton biyachas in yonim achedim. So then we're saying it's small as it relates to others. It's small because relative to others is small. But when we say cotton of bittle, this is cotton, that is, represents bittle. Ulapirush cotton hashem habittle. But when we say cotton because of the bittle, is al derech kotoyti b'kol hachasonim. It's similar to what we say, I have become small of kol hachasonim, hakatnus bittle hu boi ba'atzmi. The katnus is in of itself bittle. I am bottle, that's cotton, not relative to others. Metzorich lahovin, so we need to understand, according to the explanation that cotton represents the level of bittle, that in the level in halacha is tremendous bittle to the Ein Sof. And that's why we call it cotton, because it's cotton means the bittle. By the merkava, it is also subjugated to the writer. Vavo pike nikra dover godl. Over there we call it dover godl. Because, and it's bottle over there. That's the idea of the Merkava. And here we say that it's called a dover godl. Where's the dover cotton? So, cotton mitzas bittel. Cotton represents the bittel. And there we say godl with Merkava, even though it's level of bittel. So the point of the explanation, we can say the habitl shenikra b'shem dover cotton, that bitl which we call cotton, it's not just bitl, we call it kotointi, who shohu botl gamri vein b'shumayla, that he's totally subjugated, it has no advantage at all. As he writes in the holy letters that begins with the words katointi, shemeisim atzme kishirayim umoisuris mamash. He puts himself as if he's extra, leftover, totally extra. Shem b'shum tzorich, has no need in him. Nobody needs him. That's the level of bittle. B'kiv on sha, but that's a level of bittle when we say katointi. But that bittle of merkoves does not reach that. B'kiv on sha ha merkova. He metzias, but Merkava is an entity. There is an advantage to the Merkava more than the rider. It gets him to places where the rider can't get. Okay, now, as we said earlier, through the Merkava, the rider can reach to a place which he cannot reach there on his own. Lochein eino dover cotton. That's why the Maisa Merkava we don't call dover cotton. Only the Havayis Dabai Rova that have that level of bittle. But Adrabe, and on the contrary, Mitzad Ilui Shebo. What the Merkava, because of this greatness that it brings it to the highest place, it's called Aruch, it's called Arich, it's called Godel. Mitzad Ilui Shebo Shal Yodo Hi Ali Lebchinas Godel. Through it, through the Merkava, you make the Aliyah, you get up to the level of Godl Arich, Nikra Gama Merkava, the shape of Godl, it's called Godl. Not only is it not called cotton because it doesn't have the full Metzius of Betel, but it's actually called Godl because you reach its Miley is that it comes to Godl. But Valoch has Hatoyrish Nislapshu, Bidvorim Kashmim, but the laws of Torah that have been dressed up in physical matter, which would be Pirush HaRishon Medover cotton, the very first explanation that it's cotton against Gashmis, Kivon Shadvorim Gashmim Ein Lehem Erech L'Chochmas V'Ritzein Yisborech. Hamulbashim, since the physical matter have no value, no comparison to the wisdom and the will of a blessed will that are addressed to them, Harayim B'tachas HaBitlum, over there they're total subjugated, Dovrakot. Ba'yidei HaBitl Shebehilchas HaTorah Atzmo, through the bitl of the laws of the Torah himself, Nimshach HaBitl Gam Be'odom HaOdom HaYisik BaTorah. It extends, that bitl extends also to the person who's occupied in Torah, Shalimu Da Torah Shalo Yiyya, so that his study should be in a way, Ba'ifun, the Tan L'Shoinim Rasecha, my tongue responds what you said, Ka'i Nachara Koyra, just like one who responds after one who reads. So the person is no mitzias. How does the person become no mitzias? From the fact that the Torah itself is no mitzias, because the Dvorim Gashmim have no relevance to the Ein Sof, so they're totally bottled to the Ein Sof. That bitl of the halachas themselves extend later on to the person that learns them, that he should become bottle, so that he's no mitzias. It's tan l'shoinim rasecha. It's the Eibishter speaking. Oina achara koira. He's just responding after the koira. He's the total bitl. Bezehu by daber elikim as kol advarim eila lemer. This is taka also the meaning of elikim spoke that we say in the beginning of Aseres Adibris. Hashem spoke all these words, lemer, that vur b'chassidus. So chassidus says, what does it mean? Who is this lemer? Lemer, that we should always to be eina achara koira in all, whenever we learn Torah, that level of bittel. So it explains in chassidus, the matn Torah niten hakoyach, and matn Torah, the power was given, shalimut ha-Torah shalahodom yiyeh b'oifun de lemer. That how a person studies Torah should be in a way of subjugation that he's only saying over. Lachzer hadvorim shakodesh baruch oimer. To repeat the words that Hashem is saying. Tan l'shoinim rasecha. My tongue will respond what you say. The lechere. So what is really this level of bittul that was accomplished over here after vaydaber shalemer to level of bittul? Lechere. Haragam lifnei matn Torah higdimu Yisrael nasa l'nishma. Also before matn Torah the Yidden were magdim nasa l'nishma, which was the level of bittul takdomes nasa l'nishma who bittul the Baal HaRotzin. Saying nasa before nishma is bittul to the Baal HaRotzin, not only to be but to do the mitzvahs, but to the butler, to the commander of the mitzvahs, the Baal, the master of the mitzvah, which is nasa, whatever he says. So what is the novelty in the bitl of lemer shenischadish b'matn Torah that has become renewed, the novelty that came about b'matn Torah l'gabba bitl of nasa v'nishma relative to the bitl of nasa v'nishma that they had before? V'abitl v'abir b'zer. Explanation. Sh'abitl d'agdomas nasa l'nishma yesh b'maylo. In the bitl, when you say nasi before nishma, there is still an advantage there. Dagdomas nasi l'nishma u kabolos el malchus. That means you are, when you say before nasi nishma, that's accepting the yoke of heaven. The yoke of mitzvahs comes later, but this is the yoke of heaven. Ba'idei sha'om mekablim es el malchus, say, nasi melech, by accepting the yoke of his kingdom, he becomes a king. So there is an advantage from that to make the Eibishter into a king. But derech habitl de merkova, this is similar to the bitl merkova, shayidei habitl de merkova l'arechev, through the subjugation of the carriage of the merkova to the rider, alidei zei neisesu magbis arechev, that way it raises and it carries and raises the rechev through this bitl. So the Nasa v'nishma bitl carries that it brings about the melech. But the bitl, the lemer shen eschadish matn Torah. But the bitl of lemer that came about, renewed the matn Torah, who bitl betachlis, that's a total bitl. More than the merkava, total bitl, not even accomplishing anything. Same thing is with observance of mitzvahs. Shebematn Torah nitna koyach, that a matn Torah, the power was given. Shekim a mitzvah shel ha'odom, that the fulfillment of mitzvahs of the person yeh betachlis habitl should be with total subjugation. Hainu, what does it mean to be with total subjugation? Shekim a mitzvah shel ha'yeh, the observance should be not like before matn Torah, nasa nishma. Loy mipnei shel kibul olovil malchus shemayim vil mitzvahs, because he accepted upon himself the yoke of heaven and the yoke of mitzvah, that's why he's doing it. Elo, mipnei shetzivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyzer olav liyos kifi hatzivu. It is only because the Eibishter's command that decrees upon him to do as he was commanded. Not because he agreed to it, not because he was mekabel el malchus shemayim, not because mekabel el malchus mitzvahs. It's a decree of the king, that's why he does it. As explained with regards to the tenth saying that was said Matan Torah, and really similarly to as it connects to all commands of the Torah, they are said command but also you will, you should and you will. Because this command is what decrees on the person in the world, forces them to do so. It's not because they accepted Nasa Lenishma, it's because the Dibur itself is the Tzivui that also includes the Osi that you do because of the Tzivui. So what is the advantage whether we do the mitzvah because of Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim in the Kosel Mitzvahs, or because the decree tells us to do the mitzvah the Yesh Loimar? So we can say that Yisrim Ba'bitl Da'akim HaMitzvahs Ba'ifun Zeh, the advantage in the subjugation by fulfilling mitzvahs in this way, Legabe HaBitl the Kabbalah's Oil relative to the Bitl by accepting the yoke, Uvishnei Inyonim, is in two matters. Lifishabitl the Kabbalah's oil who al yidei shahu kibel olav. Kabbalah's oil means that you accept it upon himself. Li is abdi shel melech malcham loch makadosh baruch hu, to be the servants of the king, the king's king, makadosh baruch hu. So you are the one that accepted it. He said him is one more than that. Shabitl the eved la adonai. When we talk about a subjugation from an Eved, from a servant to Adonai, and even in a case where he doesn't have to accept it, let's say he was born Gam Kshu Noilad Eved, even though in a case where he was born a slave, so he didn't have to accept it because he was a slave. Kosher imitz Yusei, that's still tied to his entity, who he is. What is he? He is an Eved of an Oded. But v'habitl boifen anal the bitl tzivui yudviru loy mitzadin yoni shel ha'odom. It's not the person the bitl. Elo she'i efsher she'tiya mitzias ba'olam hepech tziva kodesh baruch hu. But there can't be in the world something, an entity which is opposite of Hashem's command. So everybody does the command, but that's not his entity, but nothing in the world, there can be nothing besides the Tziv Hashem. There can't be anything against the Tziv Hashem. Tess. Mihinei. Now we're going to see, but it's a little bit in the other way as well. So far, we're saying that in the level of Ev Matan Torah, Kima Mitzvahs and Matan Torah, total bittel, a non-entity. Rebbe says, "Hagam shabitl the limud haTorah v'kiyum haMitzvus boifen anal." Even though studying Torah and performing mitzvahs in this way, who bitl betachlis is total subjugation. Mekomokoyim, nevertheless, kivon sheYisrael v'kutcho brichu kulu chad. Since the Yidden and Hashem are really one, So therefore, l'chaim bitul zeh eino shoylu las mitzuyusom. So that subjugation does not really negate their existence. Adrabe, zeh gufahu mitzuyusom. That becomes their entity. That non-entity is their entity. That's where they are, of not being, because we're one with Hashem. V'zehu im shomarta esneir yanim shamer esneircha. You keep my neir, I will guard your neir. Dagam she'inyan shani anim shamer esneircha. Even though that anim shamer esneircha, who showed them bolu tachlis habitl, that the person comes to the ultimate bitl, shalamai lagami bitl the merkava, which is even higher of the bitl of the merkava. As we said, because the mitzvahs after Matan Torah, it's even a higher level than Masav and Nishma, and higher than the bitl of the Merkava, which comes from the Ovis. But that does not negate his mitzius. That he guards. It means that becomes your real mitzius. Rashi explains on Loischas and Nedus, Shetehei Shalev Seilu Me'eloh. Flame goes up on its own. Dagam Shaliyah Dan Neshoma. Ba Loischas and Nedus. He Shem Boim Tachas Abitl Even Do Lid Dan Neshoma. The elevation of the souls. Ba Loischas and Nedus, going up of the lamps, the souls. He Shem Boim Tachas Abitl, they come to total subjugation. Mekomo Koim. Who be oifen it's in a way she shayich la nedes neshamis atzvam. It's still connected to the nedes. Shal heves oilem eloh. The flame goes up by itself. There's still the flame there. By the shalimud ha toira vikim ha mitzvahs who be bitl. That means that the limud ha toira observance of mitzvahs is subjugation. Ub yachad im zeh gam b'chayis v'simcha, together with that, with energy, with vitality, and with joy. Since joy breaks through all boundaries, lachem ayidei simcha shel toira v'simcha shel mitzvah, through the toira simcha and the simcha of mitzvah nimshochim kol ha'inyonim haruchnim v'agashmim bli ha'agbolis, all the physical and the spiritual and the physical without any agbolis, because it's done with simcha. And it doesn't take away from their entity. It's called Chadim Kuchabrichu, and becomes Shalheves Eila Me'ilahu.